Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come on, son.
Grab the yams on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son.
What up, everybody? It's your man, Ed Love, and it's time for that Come On, Son, the podcast. Ain't a lot of times in your life you get to talk to a special, special person that's been through so much and has so much insight on the music business. We all know that the impact that Missy, Timbaland, Static, all of those guys had together, but one very special dude was involved in that, and that dude was by the name of Genuine. All right, so today on the podcast, me and my special guest, the one and only Miss Moni Love again.
Yay!
We get to sit down and chop it up with the one and only Genuine.
Don't miss this conversation.
Genuine is in the building with us.
We,
what up, G?
Here. What's up, big dog?
How you doing, man? The play is called Married But Single Too, and it's going all over the damn country.
Yep.
But y'all know this man. This man has been singing and entertaining us.
20 years.
20 years now.
Yeah, 20 years. We came out in 96.
That's bro, tell me, let's start at the beginning.
Uh-oh, we got to go back.
How in the hell did all of that come together? When did you meet Missy and Timbaland? How did all of that come together?
Well, Jodeci was probably the hottest group.
In the world.
With Boys to Men.
Right.
And they was touring with MC Hammer. So I actually went to the show, but I went to the hotel trying to meet MC Hammer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because MC Hammer was popping.
Right. You know
right.
You were, and you were a hell of a dancer. Did you want to dance for Hammer?
Yes, I wanted to sing and dance for Hammer. And I told him this after I met him years after that, after I made it and all that. He was like, damn, okay? But he was nowhere to be found. So, there was this group called 7669.
Yeah,
7669.
Yeah.
Big Ange was a part of that group.
Yeah.
And Big Ange actually wrote New York for Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Wow.
I haven't seen her since then, but I owe a lot to her because they wasn't letting anybody in the hotel.
I knew you were going to say that. She's a mover and a shaker.
She was like, and my boy was like, my boy sing, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, let me see. Blah, blah. And so I sung for her and danced for her, and she was like, wow, you really need to meet somebody. So she gave me her card, her key card.
Right, her laminate.
Yeah, or whatever it was. And I was able to get in the hotel. And I haven't seen her since, so shout out to Big Ange.
Oh,
love
wow.
You,
baby. You haven't seen her since that time?
I haven't seen her since then. And she probably don't even know how everything, she might don't even remember me. But because everybody was in their faces and
wow.
All that kind of stuff. But she gave me her room key.
Right.
And I was able to get in the hotel. So I met Devontae. I went in. He was by the piano. All the girls was around him and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, my boy was like, yo, he sing and all that. And so he told me to sing, and I sung Stay. And then the girls was like, ah, and all that. So he was like, look, I'm doing a label. I want you to be the first male act off of my label. And so through the times, you know, I moved up to Teaneck, New Jersey, where you saw
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah.
And he moved everybody there. He moved Missy and sister, like, I forgot what apartment.
Which was Missy's group at
the
time.
Yeah, it was Missy's group. But all the fellas, me, Static, Major, Player, Magoo, Timbaland, all of us lived with him.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I met them. You know, he was just going around the world trying to create his swing mod thing.
Right.
Right.
So he got me as the first male artist. He got Magoo the rapper, and Timbaland was a producer and rapper, and Missy had her group, female group, and he still had a lot of other people that a lot of people don't know about. But, you know, we were the ones that really prospered and got,
right.
got out. But he had Boogeyman, Reebok. He had a whole bunch of people, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow. No. So that's where, what was that environment like working?
It was tough, man. He ran a, you know, it's a real crazy story. But, I mean, you heard about a lot of the craziness. Like, we used to get in the bubble fight and all kind of stuff. But it was one of those things where I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know what I mean? Because I learned.
Those were the growing pains?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just I learned so much. Let me tell you one thing he used to do. We used to be in the studio, and we would have competitions on who can write a song the quickest. You know what I mean? Missy and him would always, you know, flip flop and one and two
right.
and all that.
Uh-huh.
I would come in three or four sometimes. But then Static Major, who wrote a lot of stuff, he was slow coming, but after a while, he was whipping everybody's ass.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. He was ridiculous with it. So now, as I got older, it's sort of like your parents telling you something. You know the old saying, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't
right.
be. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I love that dude, man. I love Devante because he taught us something. And I don't even believe he knew what he was doing. It was just... competition. It was just who's gonna be the best.
Genuine,
you were just telling us about learning under Devante and the whole swing mob.
Yeah.
When did you guys break off?
I was with them. I quit my job in '90, the late '90s.
What were you doing before that?
I was working three jobs. I had kids.
Right.
I was working with this place called Neighborhood Reinvestment. It was like a neighborhood thing. It was in the government.
In TNAC?
No. Before I moved to TNAC. I moved to TNAC. I didn't have no job.
Okay.
But then when we moved to Rochester, I was cutting grass and I was working at Champs.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but before that, I was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken, Neighborhood Reinvestment, and working with my stepdad on the weekend construction.
Okay. So when did you guys? Did that crew break off, or mm-hmm. did y'all say, okay, me, you, Missy, Tim, Magoo, we out?
All right, how much time we got now? I'm just playing. No, I mean, that's a long story, though, but I'm going to try to, you know, make it quick.
Best you can.
Yeah. Things didn't happen. We got signed to Elektra. I was going to get signed to Madonna's label.
Uh-huh.
It was just a lot of stuff going on. What Devante did, which he knows that he shouldn't have, he tried to sign 15 groups to one label.
Oh,
right?
No.
Right.
And he wouldn't take no for an answer. So if they only liked me,
uh-huh.
he'd be like, you got to take everybody. If they only liked Sister or Missy or
uh-huh.
Emily, no, you got to take everybody. So as we got older, you know what I mean? I spent 6 years with them guys.
Wow. That's
right. Before anything. I moved with him in 90. You remember that?
Yeah.
I moved with him in 90, and then I left in 96. I was the last one to leave. Well, Static and them stayed there, but I was, like, one of the last ones to leave. Missy was out. You know what I'm saying? Missy, like, soon as it was, like, 95 or 4, late 90, 94, Missy was like, he ain't going to do nothing. I ain't staying here. Mm-hmm. But Missy was so dope, just like you said. You like, you're the one.
Yeah, I remember meeting her with Sister at Devante's crib.
Yeah.
And I remember how shy she was.
Right.
And he had them perform a little bit.
Yeah.
And after they finished, I remember taking Missy to the side and telling her,
you're
I said, I can look at you and tell that you're a little shy about things
mm-hmm.
because you're a little heavier than the
rest
of the girls.
Right. That's
and
what
I told her, I said, but I'm telling you, you're the one.
Right.
I saw it, Mo. Right. I was like, you are the one.
Right. And Missy was like, so talented, and that's when, you know, when KC was dating.
Married. Yeah.
Right.
And just a whole bunch of people used to come. You came.
Right.
Duffy came. All that. That's when she started meeting people, and people saw what you saw.
Right.
Yeah.
So she started, right? She wrote Raven Simone's first.
Her album.
Album, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So it's definitely history there, man.
So when y'all broke away from mm-hmm. what was going on with Devante after 6 years of really nothing happening for
right,
you.
Right, right.
How did you guys, how did that come back together? Did you remember each other? Did you have
absolutely,
numbers?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we always, well, she's the one that
not
told.
Not all of you came back together, though,
yeah.
right?
No, not everybody. Not right. everybody. But she's the one that told me to leave. Like, I was in the room with Tupac, Suge, Devontae. And, you know, this is a funny story. Like, we got stories. But that was, like, one of the times where she called me. Casey and Mary was fighting in some hotel,
uh-huh.
and Suge got
which
up
one?
Because they ran and got him, and they left Devontae. They said, I ain't going over there. So I stayed there with D, and she called me, and she was like, you really need to get away from him. And I was like, I'm not you. You know what I'm saying? I don't have anything. I'm this is all I got at this point.
Did you really think that?
Yes, because I didn't. When you leave your house, when you leave, and I didn't want to go back to D.C., I didn't want to, everybody was already doubting me. Yeah, you ain't doing nothing. My own father, you ain't doing shit up there. Come on back home. Nah, nah, nah. So I didn't want to face that.
Right.
So I was willing to endure whatever, you know what I mean, until I got the opportunity, at least, to do something, you know what I mean? But then she called me, and she was like, I'll pay for you to come back home.
Wow.
Missy, right?
Yeah.
So... what happened was I'd already did Pony. Pony was 3 years old when y'all heard it.
Wow.
What the heck are you saying?
Yeah, Pony was 3 years old. 3 minutes, okay. Pony was 3 years old when y'all heard it. I did Pony in 93.
Pony's 3 years old.
Give me this.
Let's backtrack. Right. Missy calls you.
Yes.
Do you go back home?
Yes, but not because of she paying for it. Like it was God, really. Something happened with I think it was Tim or something. And Devontae and myself, we flew back to New York. But Timbaland and a guy named Rob Reese and a guy named Jimmy Douglas, which was an engineer, Jimmy Douglas knew somebody at Sony.
Okay.
Michael Kaplan. And so I never knew all this was going on, but Timbaland was already shuffling.
Wow.
He was already doing his thing. He was like, I'm getting out of here. You going with me. Boom,
right.
Boom, 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 boom. And so, yeah, because me and Timbaland was like roomies, and me... Him and Magoo was like this,
right
up there, right? So, Polly Anthony, R.I.P. Polly Anthony,
yeah, big shout out for her.
Yeah, epic. They heard the record Pony, and they said they didn't need to hear anything else.
Wow,
get him here. And what's funny, like, I was flying back with Devontae, and we stayed in I forgot what hotel, but that morning I left and I went to go see Polly.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, let's do it. Don't go back to the hotel. Don't come. Just stay right here. Boom, boom, boom. Because they was hearing about
stories. Did you go back to the hotel?
Sure, no, I didn't.
Did you leave anything there?
I left everything there. Sure, and all that kind of stuff. So they was kind of scared and for me and all
right.
that kind
right.
of stuff. And because it was crazy around those times, right? But so I left. And, you know, of course, after a while, you know, we started getting into it or whatever. But I was gone at that time.
Right.
And so Sony, you know, they signed me over the weekend. And the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then
now,
we got Pony.
Yeah,
then
we got Pony. Tim?
Tim, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And Static Major.
Yeah.
And
Static
myself
Major.
Wrote it. Yeah.
And yourself
Static,
wrote.
I mean, I always got to clear this up. Static wrote the hook. I didn't had nothing to do with the hook. So when I came in, it was already a hit.
Wow.
I was just like, man, I gotta have something to do with this. Let me help
exactly.
you write the verses.
Right.
So that's what I did. But another funny story about Pony. Timbaland didn't hear Pony. Devontae didn't hear Pony. Nobody heard Pony but me. Timbaland was gonna use that for the Bodyguards for an interlude on the Jodeci song. I mean, on Jodeci's
what?
Record.
Wow.
I begged that dude for that. I was like, are you crazy? He was like, you like that? I was like, yeah.
Right.
I said, please give me that, dude. And he was like, all right, here. It was just that simple. He didn't even know. He didn't hear it.
He just didn't hear it.
He was using that for an interlude.
Wow. That,
for Bodyguards.
That's crazy.
It wasn't even for Jodeci. It was for Bodyguards.
That is crazy. And then once y'all put that record out, that record was a smash.
And it was, I done it in 93. And y'all heard it 3 years
later.
So it
was three, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the promotion
right.
behind that yeah. song was ridiculous. Do you remember?
Of course.
All of us coming to work on Hot 97 in our Pony t-shirts
yeah.
that they sent
that's
us?
That's funny.
Of course. And all
we
the
don't
pony,
know stuff like that.
All
like,
the Pony
wow.
parties
yeah,
and that I hosted.
Like the promotion, wow. for,
the
that
promotion
song
for that
song
for that record
thick.
Was
wow.
crazy. How yeah. many records did Pony sell?
The single, of course, went platinum. I don't know how much. It might have went double platinum.
Right.
But or close to double. Well, it definitely went double platinum worldwide. But that's back then when we were selling records.
That must have been amazing for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean,
for all them years under Jodeci, and then to come
and then
out and have a hit record, your first record out.
But I was so scared, man. For real. I was really scared because I was like, how do I follow this up?
Right.
I was so scared because I seen, like, I don't want to say no names, but you know, there's so many people that came out during that time you don't even hear about them.
Right.
So I was just,
and then your brother and your sister kicked in.
Oh, absolutely. Right. So I was like. How do I, you know, follow this up? I was scared the whole first record. Now I was ambitious and going out there and ripping shows and all that kind of stuff by myself, but I was really scared. I was really scared because I heard about the sophomore jinx.
That's right. It's real. That sophomore jinx has been real.
How do I do this? And so luckily Timbaland was still on my team and he was like, we got this. But at that time I had Aaliyah, you know, we were seasoned a little bit. And once we went back in the Manhattan Center in New York, I was like, we can do this. And then Static Major, he wrote So Anxious. And I was like,
wow.
Wow. Thank you, dog.
Yeah.
I love you, dog. Yeah. I love
so,
you, dog.
So Anxious, you knew it from the first time you ever heard it.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I take that back. There was another song on there that Jonte Austin wrote. I forgot the name of it. All Night, All Day.
Okay.
And I wanted that one before So Anxious.
Okay.
My management and the label beat me up, and you know what I'm saying? It was like, this one you're wrong about, and blah, blah, blah. And I knew it was a dope song. I just thought All Night, All Day was just a better lead into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they was like, you're not listening. I was like, okay, I'm going to listen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. What was those days like of just creating with Missy and Static and
Aaliyah.
Tim and Magoo and Aaliyah? And it's one thing people always ask me about hanging out with people that I've met and had the opportunity to meet. One thing I can say about Aaliyah is she was always the same
person.
Whether she was a super duper star or whether she was in between albums. It was never no facade with that young lady. She was always a perfectly nice person to me all the time. What was that energy like back in the days when there was really no money there?
Well, as far as with Aaliyah never was in the basement with separate that. But if you're talking about Aaliyah, I'll talk about her. But if you're talking about the basement, I'll talk about
her. Let's talk about the basement first.
Okay,
and then we'll talk about Aaliyah.
Okay, well, the basement, like again, that was when no money was involved. So it really wasn't egos. It really was about competition. Like I told you, like he would try to make us, well, he would make us, you know, write songs and see who could beat and all that kind of stuff. You know? And so, I mean, just creating, being around those kind of people, it strengthens you.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, it strengthens you. And again, like I said, I don't think Devontae even knew what he was doing. It was just more so, I'm better than y'all. And he didn't know the education that he was giving us. You know what I'm saying? So it was just one of those things where, man, you know, I mean, I'm grateful. And regardless of all the stuff that we went through, whatever it is, I love that dude, man.
Giving us an education.
Do you know one of my...
on a dream team that not only did they numbers, but they shifted music.
Thank you. I'm glad you're using your words.
Shifted. When they came out, that sound that they created shifted music and spawned so many hit records that is just undeniable to give them.
You know, one of my favorite introspective songs that you did, and I used to play over and over and over and over and over again. My kids knew it like the back of their hands. They still do. Same OG. That was so introspective to me.
Static Major.
Wow.
Do you feel like you gave birth to a lot of cats, man?
Absolutely.
Because you came
out. Stretch marks.
Who was your main? Who was your main
influence?
Competition at that time.
Usher.
Well, Usher was right.
Yeah.
Usher. It was always a comparison between you and Usher and Cisco and you.
Right.
And then y'all kind of gave birth to the Chris Browns and everybody Neos that and the Neos everybody that came after that because, you know, you guys were like, you can be masculine and sing and dance at the same time.
And I came out during a time, after a while it was me and Usher, but I think even Usher would say, because I came out before him, like he came out with Puffy, with yeah. that song where he was on the hood.
All the time I think of
after
you.
That,
right?
He kind of not fell off, but he just took a vacation, I guess.
Right.
But then when I came out, that's when he came back.
Right. They put him with Jermaine Dupri, and the rest is history.
You know what it was also is because he was little boy.
Right. He was a little boy. Right.
He was little boy, and then we didn't hear from him for a while because he was doing the whole grow up thing.
And Genuine was combing his baby hair to the front at that time.
Hey man, what's funny? Oh, I have to tell you that what's so funny is I was watching Jamie Foxx. And he did an episode, and I knew he was talking about me.
Yeah, absolutely. Baby
Wait
hair.
Wait a minute. Y'all need to tell me what happened.
Jamie Foxx did an episode where I played the devil, but I was a record company owner.
Manager or something, right?
Yeah, and I had an artist named Baby Hair.
And he
was looking like me.
He was looking like Genuine early in the days. And I stole Jamie's song and gave it to my artist Baby Hair.
And Baby Hair couldn't sleep.
Yeah, it was absolutely supposed to be
you
like
you actually
early
sat and
Genuine.
Watched that and then put it together.
It was hilarious.
I have a sense of humor. You know, it's just funny.
Oh my gosh!
So I mean, I meant to tell you that.
I'm
that
so
was
glad
so funny.
You guys remembered that.
That was so
that's hilarious.
Funny. Baby Hair.
Man, it's been a long time. You've been doing your thing. For a long time, bro. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Married But Single 2 and how you got involved in this.
Married But Single 2, Dakarius Johnson, he writes plays, and I've done quite a few plays with him, maybe three.
Okay.
And he just called me. He was like, man, I need you. And I was done with the plays, man. I was like, I don't do no plays no more. Boom. But he was like, I just need you to do this one part. You're going to look good and boom, boom, boom. And once he sent it to me and told me what I would be doing and where I would be doing it in the show, I was like, all right, I got it. Because where I am in the play,
yeah,
I look big. But you got to come to understand why.
Okay.
Got it. So okay.
And it's an all-star cast. It's Genuine, Shantae Moore, Bill Bellamy, Lisa Rae McCoy, Carl Payne, and LaMaya Good.
And they do a hell of a job, dude. And the thing about them and us is we support each other. You know, Carl Payne does comedy and all that. We go to his shows.
Right.
Bill Bellamy, he does the radio stuff. We go to his stuff.
Right.
Everybody does something, and we support it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you know, every night, we know the show, but Lisa Rae will see me on the side, be like, go.
Right.
So we support each other.
That's
and
a
that's
beautiful
what's
thing.
Good,
that's awesome.
Man. No egos, no nothing.
Now, how did your private parts end up on the internet, bro?
Oh, my God. Man, let me tell you something, man. I'm not ashamed because I'm all right. but I was embarrassed. I have seven girls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the guys understand that. You know, my boys, they be like, oh, Dad, you stupid. I was like, but, you know, it was one of those things where if you have any type of relationship, that kind of relationship with someone, you trust them.
Right.
They send you stuff.
That's right. You send it back.
Right.
That's right.
So she knew that I would be very embarrassed because I love my girls to death.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's my heart. And she just tried to hurt me. But they really understood it. You know what I mean? The younger ones, we tried to keep them away from it.
Of course.
I don't even know that they even seen it. You know what I'm saying? But maybe they have. I don't know. But the older ones, they was like, Dad, whatever. Blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? But it really wasn't a big thing. Yeah, but I was embarrassed, though.
Yeah.
I was very embarrassed.
But you manned up on it.
Absolutely. You got to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I always take the energy from anything. You know what I mean? Because that comes with being a seasoned artist. The more you duck it and the more you deny it, the more energy it gets.
That pretty much answers what I was going to ask, which was how, coming from all of us, Ed, mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm, myself, we come from an era where it's on the internet in 2 seconds.
Right, right, right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
and the
right.
whole intrusion of privacy with social media right. and how thirsty everybody is
right,
and,
right.
and so on and so forth. That pretty much answers my right. question. How do you transcend from an era of being an artist without that?
He comes from the two-way era.
Absolutely.
That's all
I love that song, by the way.
I did a song called Two-Way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we older, we seasoned. I mean, I know how to take the energy away from stuff. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, even when we was doing TGT and we did a TV thing. And
yeah,
was
you
high?
Were you high?
Absolutely not. I don't get high. I drink.
Okay.
If they say it, I'd be like, guilty. But
you're
I
right.
hell no, man. I don't
right.
do that. No. I don't smoke weed. I don't do none of that.
Right.
And I drink.
Right.
I drink some Hennessy.
Yeah.
nothing else, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was the last time all y'all were together? Did you? Did
far
you?
Two.
The whole Missy Timberland, you all of y'all.
They speak all the time.
I mean, me and Missy talk.
Okay.
But I don't talk to Tim too much.
No, why not? Because there was a little rift between y'all, right? When you were trying to get him to do some stuff for you.
Yeah. And then I had to retract that a little bit because I mean, people just grow apart and. You know, people are different. Everybody ain't like you. Let me just say that.
No. Me and Dre have gone through our stuff, man.
But no. What I mean is everybody ain't like yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have to take the good with the bad. And, you know, he's in that world. You know what I mean? And I've always stayed who I am. Like, everybody always think I moved to L.A. Well, I'm still in D.C. That's where I live. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
my name is my name for a reason. You know what I mean? That's who I am as a man.
Oh, I thought it was Jin.
No.
It would be Henuine if that was the case. Yeah.
I thought it was Jin. So I was always like, you know, that's one of the reasons why I like Dirty Martini.
It's just who I am as a man. You know what I mean? So I've never changed. You know me. I've just like you said. With
Same OG, right?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Same OG. I could talk to this dude all day.
This is like a show after the show.
The history of Genuine and that whole camp.
Yes.
It's so incredible. Like I said, they shifted music.
Right. Yes.
The music game shifted because of Genuine and Aaliyah and Timbaland and Static and Missy. Mm-hmm. They shifted. They gave us a sound that we never heard before.
Right.
They gave us an offbeat style that we had never, ever heard before.
Did you guys really eat a lot of oodles of noodles?
Yeah, well, we did. Like, we was poor at that time, you know what I'm saying?
And, what the hell was Devontae doing? Was he giving y'all an allowance?
Because Missy told me you guys would
y'all
go through
the house.
Him.
Just at the house, man. Like, you know Chalucci. Ask him a lot of the stories.
Yeah, I know Chalucci for sure. Big shout out to Chalucci.
You know, we used to steal money out of Devontae's pants and all that because I was his assistant.
Right.
So he would leave wads of money in his pants and shit. I mean, the stones.
Right.
No, we got you.
We got you.
So I take it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, because we didn't have nothing, man. Like, he would buy oodles and noodles or whatever.
Missy said they used to go through them things.
Yes. But again, I wouldn't
growing pains
for the world, man.
Right.
Because sometimes you can give somebody too much and they're not hungry no more.
Uh-huh.
And I think he came up during the era or learned during the era of Gene Griffin, Suge, and all those kind of people. And it has its negative parts, but it has its positive
parts. Were y'all doing music with him? Like, was he?
Yeah, man. He had a studio in his basement, but we would always go in our corners and, you know, he would give us songs and whatever. A lot of times people don't realize I referenced Cry For You. You know what I mean?
And
if you look at Father MC's video, everything's gonna be all
right. Right.
That's not Devontae, that's me.
I saw that.
That's me. He didn't want to go. So, I mean, that's...
I thought I was
all
tripping.
That kind of stuff, you'll look at it, you'll be like...
Wow, now I gotta...
Go back and look at
now
it.
Now I gotta go watch the video.
No, go back and look at it.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's so funny.
That was one of the times during the time where Devontae started changing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Puffy used to come over the house all the time. Like we got stories, man. We got a lot of stories, bro.
Will there be a biopic on the crew?
I don't know, man. I don't think everybody... if New Edition can do a movie, I think anybody can
exactly.
do it. Anybody can do a movie.
Yeah.
But it's just everybody got to be on one accord and tell the truth. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Because New Edition were very transparent.
Absolutely.
They were super transparent.
In order for it to even work and people to like it, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Just like we was discussing.
That's right.
I didn't know about Ricky. I didn't know about all that kind
of
stuff.
Me and Mike Biv are very good friends. Right. And I called Mike after the New Edition epic came on and I said, the thing that I got from it was how transparent you are.
Yeah.
Because for years, people have said, well, Mike and Ronnie don't really sing like that.
Right,
and
for
you to be standing in the studio and a guy go, Mike, you off. Do you think you can get this right? Like, that had to hurt your feelings.
Right.
But you let the world know.
Yeah, like
you know,
I
this
was
is
off.
How it was. Yeah. I was a little off. I wasn't really that great of a singer, but I can hold that bottom note.
Right.
And
right.
while we was running around, Ralph was doing all the fucking work and singing all the parts.
I was like, and I could relate to that because before Jodeci and all that kind of stuff, I was in groups, you know, in D.C. and I really so watching that movie, I was just like, it's always on repeat. I watch that before I go on stage.
Right.
All the time. So
as much as you say that, you know, all of you aren't as in contact with each other as you would like to be.
Right.
Sadly in life
it happens.
Tragedy brings us together.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And you better get it done before there's a tragedy.
But even that there was definitely a time when you all came together to mourn.
Right. But when Aaliyah passed, I'll never forget that Timbaland called me. We was in L.A. I was at the Le Mondrian. I think that was Meridian, Le Mondrian, whatever it was. He was just crying, and I didn't know what he was crying about. I couldn't even understand it. And I heard him say, turn on the news. I mean, he was crying. So he was like, the news, turn on the news. And that's when I found out. And I just dropped the phone. Then he came over. And then, you know, we started calling each other. And I still remember Missy again. Missy was like, from this point on, you know, we need to call each other, even if it's just to say hello, love you, or whatever, every other week or something. And we did good for a while, but you know, time just things happen. And right. But her and I stay in touch.
She's really good at that.
That's my baby.
I
would really love to see you guys all come back together and do some more, brother. You've had a stellar career in the
past, and
you have a stellar career in front of you.
Absolutely.
And your career is still as stellar as it was the day we first heard the name Ginuwine.
Thank you, my brother.
We love you, brother, and much continued success to you, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, my man Ginuwine in the building with us.
This was awesome.
My God.
This was awesome.
Awesome, for sure.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast, is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Kimana Paulus and Krista Hayes. Recorded at Mean Street Studios in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.